You're listening to the APS show.
It is Saturday morning, 3 a.m., 1/13/2018. I am going to do a quick rundown of the current news, the current headlines, because the podcast that I have taping for this Saturday, and I'm planning to eventually run with a 5 days a week podcast. I'm going to try to. I don't know if I'll be able to do it or not, but I'm going to try. Coming soon. I am looking at the Infowars.com page from the current hour now, and I'm going to read you some of the headlines right quick before I go to the new podcast. Trump in excellent health, doctor's report. Exam went exceptionally well, and that was U.S. News. Scott Adams, Trump critics take leaked quotes completely out of context. MSN's latest Trump attack has no basis. U.S. News. Writer, coming out as Trump supporter, harder than coming out as gay. I was labeled a white supremacist by a friend I've known my entire life, and that is hot news. Reporter shouts, are you a racist? Are you racist? At Trump following MLK Jr., proclamation. Fake news reporter April Ryan fails at race bait attempt. That is hot news as well. Why Trump should move to legalize weed. And I don't agree with this one. During federal anti-cannabis swamp, Trump's best bet for second term with Republican minorities. And that is the government. Draining the federal anti-cannabis swamp. I don't think, many, if they are, they're just dope heads. I'm not for that. The real shitto media bias and fake news. Why is the entire media running with the anonymous sources? InfoWars exclusive. Feminists now say pink pussy hats offensive to trans. Non-binary people. I personally won't wear one because if it hurts even a few people's feelings, and that's U.S. News. Now they're too picky for their pussy hats, their pink pussy hats. Trump says the shithole country statement is fake news. Press can't be trusted that they're caught lying numerous times. That's true, by the way. They lie about Trump at every turn, but I don't really see what was wrong with it. Well, I'm going to be honest, those places are shitholes. Significant activity detected at North Korean nuclear test site. Analysts say activity shows potential for future nuclear testing in Pyongyang. And that is World at War. Exclusive. Learn the secrets of Trump's third world shithole statement. Trump denies the anonymous claims. UN boss. Not U.S. We must celebrate mass migration. Migrants take jobs the local workforce cannot fill, Guterres claims. Globalism, and where have we heard that one before? Don't we always hear that about, or used to always hear that about the illegal alien influx here in the United States of America? Trump vows to protect Americans from high crime immigrants. Denies using the term shithole to describe poor countries. U.S. News. I think they are shitholes. I don't care who thinks, and I don't care whether you call me a racist or not. Call me whatever you want to call me. They are shitholes. Facebook makes drastic changes for more meaningful newsfeed. Zuckerberg moves to tighten control over spread of information, science, and tech. Of course he does. And he's not going to control good news. Bad news, he's going to control good news. Although I don't think he should control any kind of news. Trump's first medical checkup as president set for Friday. And the terms was already, it come out good. I dropped my phone there for a second. Vicente fights to Trump. Your mouth is the foulest shithole in the world. Well, what authority do you proclaim who's welcome in America and who's not? U.S. News. Well, first of all, if you are an illegal alien, you're already not welcome here because you're not legal. Tucker Carlson asks, why the outrage on Trump's shithole comments? That's why people are leaving them to come here. U.S. News. CNN analyst Phil Mudd. I am a proud shitholder, says Don Lemon, seen as a N-I-G-G-E-R. Mudd declared himself a shitholder because he is an Italian and a descendant of people who left the country where it was a shithole. Okay. So I'm going to actually stop there. There's a whole new section there. It's divided. This page is pretty bad. I mean, pretty big, not bad. It is bad to the New World Order. Here's some of the actual headlines flashing in the little arrow boxes. Hillary Clinton claims America subjected to Trump's ignorant racist views. That's in your opinion. State Department warns, avoid travel to shithole countries. Trump is right. Some countries are shithoes. And Paul Joseph Watson. His face is on it. Yes, liberals, some countries are shithoes. I may try to review some more. In this whole podcast is going to be about flu shots, and I've recorded over the past 2 days. I've been sleeping a lot with this foot infection, and this infection medicine I'm having to take, it seems to make me sleepy. Also gives me a stomachache and all that, but the worst of it is the sleepy part. But I'm going to go ahead and take it anyway, because I want my toe to heal up, and those are very light side effects that it could give compared to some of the things that it can, other things it can do. But I think I need it, so I'm going to take it. My foot was badly infected. It even stunk. So, I'm going to close this part of the podcast, and we'll go to the other pre-recorded segments of this podcast. Thank you for listening.
Greetings, everyone. It is rather late. It's 4:38 a.m. I just read a story on my Facebook feed from Fox News about this boy who died of the flu. And I just had this feeling that this story was used to pimp the flu vaccine. In 2009 or 10, I don't remember which one it was. Could have been 11, it's possible. It's been a few years ago. I had a homemade sign on my windowsill, against the flu vaccine. Against the flu vaccines or any, I don't remember exactly what it was, but anyway, I got a call from the Georgia's Department of Health and Human Services. And she literally demanded me to take down that sign, and I refused. I told her, I don't have the facts in front of me right now. I'm not going to argue with you. But I refuse to take my sign down. I've got the right to free speech in this country. And our laws only cover whatever they call those, election signs. And I even had the police department one time and tell me about my political signs. I said, yeah, but the difference is my signs aren't election signs. They're political signs. A political free speech. Political free speech signs are protected in the city. But I practically refused to take that sign down. And somebody on Fox News, or I don't know if it's exactly Fox News. I'm going to look and see if it's an affiliate. I'm sure I'm probably stirring some comments as we speak. And yes, I am. Yes, I am. Okay, here, and I won't read the names of the comments. The flu vaccine is safe and effective. All vaccines are necessary. Quit spreading your lies. I get one every year. Never had the flu. Be 62 in February. The flu shot does not ensure death. Everyone I know that gets the flu shots get the flu shots. Gets the flu shots anyways. No shot here ever. That's a good one there. I'm not going to read her name here. Maybe it's that I don't do McDonald's, Taco Bell, and drink Mountain Dew on a regular LOL. Duh, take care of your body. Don't eat crap, and your body will thank you. What a stupid statement. You must be a Trump supporter. Yes, I'm a Trump supporter. So the entire global medical community has no idea what they're doing, but they're all in some massive conspiracy, and no one has bothered to show facts and win endless fame of scientific awards because imagine actively believing this. Imagine being a medical professional trying to deal with someone who thinks like this. It's in the insert. It's in the insert. It's in the insert. That was my reply to this comment. Of course, it never does any good. You never can get anywhere with these people. But I'm going to go read the story to you now, and it was from Fox News. And if I can find the article now. I decided that I was going to take the flu shot on this year with my podcast, and here we go. And I'm not saying that I get the story is to tell you to get to the doctor, but you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking it's the New York Post. It was written on the New York Post, and it's by Jackie Salo. Buff 21-year-old bodybuilder dies just days after flu diagnosis. A 21-year-old bodybuilder's family says they were shocked when a healthy young man died within days of being diagnosed with the flu. Now, I feel sorry for this poor kid, but millions of people die every year with the flu. And there was no mention of the flu vaccine that I can think of in the article that I am seeing. I'm just saying, let's go stroll down to the bottom of it, and we'll see whether they actually do. It was never mentioned, but I can read between the lines. Lines. Post stories. Stories on people dying. On people dying. From the flu and scare people into taking it. Sorry, I'm being slow here. This will be slow for the podcast. But I just get so sick of these smart alecks. You have to deal with them every time you make comments about the flu shots. But I don't care, because I'm going to keep speaking out. It was never mentioned, but I can read between the lines. Post stories about, and my about didn't type, It either corrected itself, corrected itself. People dying. Scare people into taking the flu shot. Plus, Big Pharma always runs these commercials on TV. Always selling us a drug on TV. A drug on TV. No conspiracy there. I hate quietness on my podcast, but sometimes you just have to reply. And this is the last I'm going to say. It was never mentioned, but I can read between the lines. Post stories about people dying from the flu and scare people into taking the flu shot. Plus, Big Pharma's always selling us a drug on TV. No conspiracy there. So, I'm just going to stop there because I'm not going to get anywhere with this. It's going to be a never ending because you always have these people. One of them called me a dummy. They can think what they want to. And if I'm dumb, I'll just continue to be dumb. And here comes the prevents the severity of the flu. It never prevents anything. The flu vaccine is free for most. So that is BS. Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Okay. They wouldn't put it out there if it was free. They wouldn't put it out there. I'm just going to quit there. Normally, I don't have anything going on in real time in my podcast, but that was one time that I actually did, and I don't care whether people think I'm crazy or stupid or whatever they want, because I've read the facts. I've seen people get sick from them. I've read about it on many multiple sites, InfoWars, places that's not fake news, Dr. Tenpenny, several other doctors out there. I think that's her name. No, it's Tenpenny something. I think that's her name. I'm going to look her up right quick if I can get the browser to work. It don't always work when something's running on this computer. I'd probably have to get up the phone. I'm pretty sure her name was Dr. Tenpenny. So I'm going to look her up. Dr. Tenpenny. I feel sorry for the boy, but I'm actually shocked that the article didn't just come out and say, well, if you took that vaccine, that flu vaccine, you might have stood a chance of living. Yeah, Sherry Tenpenny is her name. She is an American osteopathic physician and anti-vaccination activist from Ohio. She holds and supports discredited beliefs that vaccines cause autism. Of course, that's Wikipedia. They're not discredited. I'm sure there's some other doctors that I've heard from, but she's one of them. I used to hear her on InfoWars all the time. Indeed, she was the one I was listening to when I put that sign outside my house that I got the call from the Centers for Disease or whatever it's called, the health department, that's it. It was the health department, the Health and Human Services. And if it wasn't them, it was somebody pretending to be them, and they even pretended their voice, because I went and found some videos of the woman that I was supposedly talking to, and it was her. Or it sounded like her. So they did a real good, they really did a spoof and a spool of who it was, because that's who it sounded like, and that's what the number was. Now, I know you can make any number look like, see, I don't want to sound like I'm crazy or anything. You can make any number look like you want to look at it. like anything, like it's coming from whoever you want it to come from. There's stuff out there that you can do that with. So, another thing to discuss is that disgusting stuff on Oprah Winfrey. Now, hopefully we don't ever get stuck with this disgrace as president. She's threatening that she may run. And her and Harvey Weinstein like to rape girls together. They team up together and rape girls together, according to Infowars.com. They did a whole coverage on that the other day. You can go look at their website to find out more about it. But hopefully that disgusting pig never makes it as president. Roseanne Barr has claimed that she's going to represent Trump in her new TV program. Now, I'm weary of this because Roseanne Barr, years ago, inserted a pro-lesbian scene that was really just a kiss, I think. I think I actually seen it, and there really wasn't much to it. But you know, that's how the psyche works, about how throughout the ages they just worked this stuff in so we would accept it. She's not to be trusted. She may be trying to make her program about being Trump supporters, but they may do crazy and wild things with the Trump supporters. But I'm not really shocked, and I don't really care too much about them calling me dummy and crazy and all this, because I've already read it. I used to have the insert printed off. I wished I still had it. But I don't have it anymore. I'm sure them inserts are still out there somewhere on the internet. You can probably find them, and I'm sure they'll be sending their fake inserts. But the inserts does say it caused Guillain-Barré and all kinds of other disorders, brain disorders, etc. I'm going to close this part of the podcast right now, and thank you for listening. APSR Music on Instagram, APFNS at Twitter, and APSR Music at gab.ai. And I've got to start using that gab more. I keep saying that every podcast, but still my brain doesn't comprehend, it doesn't compute. I need to use the gab.ai some more. Why? Because they're open platform. Oh, by the way, I can't stop this just yet. This morning, Twitter gets exposed on how they go to controlling conservative people's posts. Project Veritas got the scoop, and they're going to release it tomorrow. This morning, actually. Not tomorrow anymore, because it's 4:43 a.m. So the skinny dirt on Twitter is coming out later today, so just watch for it. And it'd already be out by the time this podcast is out, because I won't have it finished by then. But it's coming, and I might even do a special recording report after it comes out. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here in a little while. This will be posted afterwards, but I'm just letting you know. I'm bringing it up so that you know that I knew about it. I saw Mark Dice tweeting about it. And so they're going to get theirs come today. Thank God. They've never actually struck me yet, but I see it coming one day. I've seen people that's been struck by it. They haven't hit me yet, and I'm sure they may do it just after this podcast, because I was laughing about them actually going after them. So here we go. I'll be back in a little bit. Probably hours from now, it's 4:44, the number of the beast, the number of Barack Obama, 4-4. 4-4. President number 44. But 45 come in and kicked the New World Order's tail. More tail. Kicking more tail than Oprah Winfrey can. Boop. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't do that. That was disgusting. That made me physically sick listening to that the other day. Listening to Alex Jones and that other guy, the McGinnis guy with the beard. Oh, Lord, that made me just sickly disgusted. More tail. Donald Trump kicks more tail than Oprah Winfrey can. Boop. Okay, I'll be back in a little while.
Okay, here is part two to a podcast that I started this, well, exactly nearly 2 hours from 24 hours, so it's about 22 hours ago. Yes, I am working on it. I'm recovering from a foot, whatever they call that, where they remove the callus or whatever. Well, anyways, my main podcast was about the flu shot and was about some comments I've got, and it's a lot of people have supported what I've said, by the way. Today was the day, or we're now looking into yesterday, which is now the 10th, I'm say. I think it's the 10th. Maybe I'm right. I can't look at my calendar right now. Actually, it is the 12th. So, I'm 2 days behind. 10, 11, 12. Okay, never mind. I've been mostly sleeping since my foot, and I'm taking some infection medicine. That's why I haven't already did the podcast. I'm going to try to start making it a five-day-a-thing podcast. And right now I'm still on the Black Talk Radio. I downgraded to a 30 hours free account, whatever that means. After then I would have to remove podcasters, so I'm going to have to try to find some way to archive my podcast without storing it all on Black Talk Radio, because Black Talk Radio, after 30 hours, I will have to start deleting files unless I can get my money back to, or I was just, well, my account's pushed every month, so I can only afford here so many services, and between the Netflixes and all that, that's why I say this subscription-based internet is a bad thing to go with, because people only have a limited amount of $3.99s here and $4.99s there and $5.99s there and $6.95s there. And if I had to subscribe to anything, it would be InfoWars. Right now, I'm just relying on what they put up at the moment. I'm going to try to get my yearly account back as soon as I could. I just didn't have no funds to fund it. So I'm going to try to get my yearly account back eventually. Right now, I'll just depend on listening to InfoWars on the whatever free platforms they offer it on. It's not that I don't want to support InfoWars, and it's because of lack of cash. Yeah, I'm a broke loser. I'm king of the letdown, as the Hinder song goes. It's going on about being broke. That's me. No more music in the podcast, as I said, and I believe in the other one. I'm going to only rely on public songs or Creative Commons songs. I may even try to create some myself, because, you know, they got them sites where you can create your own music. So I may eventually go with that and maybe make some words for them and sort of create my own songs for my podcast. We'll see. We'll see what the future holds for this podcast. I want to keep doing it, whether I've got the money to fund it or not. And, as I was saying, they're now attacking Donald J. Trump. Well, let me get back to what I was saying before. If I even remember what I was saying before. I got into the explaining the situation of where I've been the past few days. And I don't mean to sound like I'm in a box or something, but practically. I've been sleeping a lot amount of hours in the past 2 days. Yesterday was the first day after I had it removed, and it's doing pretty well. It's healing pretty well. I was really worried about it because I have diabetes, you know, and I wasn't saying much about it, but I was really, really worried. Luckily it's healing. But today they're attacking Donald J. Trump on this, calling African continents and other countries in this world shitholes. Now the thing most people don't know about these shitholes like Haiti and all these places is these people are treated like crap. These people are rounded up and killed by Muslims in the African countries. You got them starving out the Christians and everybody that's not an Islamist. These places are shitholes. Whether people like it or whether people don't. And they're acting like he's been racist or something. But I also wanted to discuss something I was watching here tonight on Netflix, and it's from PBS. And it is called Oklahoma City. And I don't remember what the rest of it is, but it is in the PBS. It's a PBS film, and it's, I noticed that that's just government lie after government lie. Of everything that I've ever learned about Waco and Timothy McVeigh, and I'm not finished with it. I only watched the first half of it. But this thing is just pure government garbage. That's what that was. I mean, they're turning everything around on white supremacists, and everybody that wants guns is a white supremacist, and all this other stuff, and Christians are white supremacists, and it's outlandish. It's a laughing stock. It's a really, really laughing stock that they tried to just butt kiss the government. And no, I'm going to go on record. I am not a white supremacist. I am not joining any Nazi groups. I don't even like Nazis. I'm not flying any Nazi flags. And I saw a lot of that in this documentary of some of them people back then that was protesting Ruby Ridge and Waco and all that, waving their... And I don't know if all this is true. That might have been, for all I know, could have been made up footage. I mean, we're talking about fake news. They could have sent people out there waving them Nazi flags. I don't support Nazism. I don't support neo-Nazism. I don't hate Jews. I hate equally. I hate anything that I think is bad. And I don't even know if I should really hate that, but I do. But I don't know why it don't matter, because God hates bad. He hates bad stuff. He's not that lovey-dovey God they preach about. He hates, and there's things he hates, and there's nothing that you can ever do about the things he hates. Now, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, and you've accepted him as your Savior, and you believe he died for you, and he died for your sins, and his blood's covering you, that's, you're still saved, but there are still some things that he hates. Now, I don't mean you won't get no some backlash in this life. We're still here until we get into the afterlife. So, but I'm not going to do any of that stuff. I'm not going to commit any acts. I was told that one time. And one of these days I'm going to read your name in the news. And if they do, it's going to be because somebody set me up or somebody's done something to falsely accuse me. And they do that in this world. They're saying all kinds of negative stuff about Trump that isn't true, that you can just go look back on history and see that it ain't true. I mean, I've been hearing about Donald Trump since I was a kid, and because I grew up in Dalton, Georgia. And they were obsessed with Donald Trump. And you always heard about Donald Trump back when that show was on TV, too. The internet was buzzing about him back then. Even people that were probably hating him now was probably watching his television show. They make up all kinds of garbage about you. I'm not going to join any movements. I'm not going to join any militias. I'm not against the United States. I am against some of the things that we've done, just like Timothy McVeigh. And I don't like bullies. That's another, but that doesn't make me a white supremacist. That doesn't make me a anti-government. That doesn't make, because I am anti-things that the government has done. But unlike a lot of anti-people, I want to fix it. I want to make America great again. That's the reason I voted for Donald Trump. I don't want to make it. I saw this show today, and it was about this woman who lost her faith. It's a movie, and I won't tell the full movie. But her husband told her he wanted to not to be the same, but be better. That's what I want for this country. I want it to be better. I don't even want to make it great again. I want it to be better than it was. And I know it won't never be because people are people. And just like that old song sings, people are people. They are people. They're going to be, if they're slobs, they're going to be slobs. If they're evil, they're going to be evil. If they're good, they're going to be good. And there's no one good according to the Bible. But I'm just meaning good in the basis of what we would consider good. They just live their lives and don't bother anybody. People are going to, robbers are going to be robbers. And criminals are going to be criminals. And drug dealers are going to be drug dealers. So we won't never completely have a perfect utopia. You can't. And taking away, oops, dropped my glasses on my phone. Taking away the properties of rights of people. And making communism where communism shouldn't be is not the answer. Which is what Antifa wants. The people like Antifa. That's what they want. They want this communist utopia. Then you got the big monsters, the big Goliaths in this world, like George Soros and many countless other nameless ones. Some that are probably even bigger than him, some that are in hidden. Got the New World Order, you got the George Bushes and the Bush family, most of their family. That old rotten to the core old man grumbling and grappling about Trump only because his little Jeb got beat. And Jeb's little secretary, or Jeb himself, used to have his secretary write me back. You wanna know why he done that? We had some 1 week property, one of them old things that what's his name tells you to stay away from. Timeshare property, and I would write the Florida government, like if anything happened, like that time that pedophilic piece of trash killed that little girl. I wrote him and told him what, if there's anything he could do, he needed to do it. To make sure this pig, that filth pig paid. Cause they've got a bad habit of being kind to these filth pigs that kill these children. And me, I'm not one of these lovey-dovey children type people. But I don't believe in hurting children. Like if I was married, I wouldn't want children. I'm just saying that if I was married, I wouldn't want children. I don't have the desire to have children. And I know that's a part of the reproduction of our country. And I know that's probably been instilled in me somewhere. But if I had them, I wouldn't mistreat them. Because I was mistreated by my fighter in a lot of ways, not the ways that they accused him, but emotional. And I couldn't admit that because if I'd admitted it, they'd have took me out of my home. And I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to get took out of my home and getting far worse, being raped and molested and tied up and beat, which is what that evil, wicked witch, the evil, wicked witch is still in this world right now. She'll face God one day, though. I hope till she's not saved. Because I want the wrath of God to come down on her. I feel that way about any piece of garbage that's harmed me in any way. I want justice. I can't help it. I'm a justice person. I want justice. I don't know what her problem was. I know one thing. I used to speak out against evolution. And I've always pinpointed, and I never knew if this was true or not, but I seen how they done that poor guy in Florida who had the museum or whatever that spoke against, and they stuck him in jail, and he couldn't never get out of jail. So I came to the conclusion that maybe it was because I attacked their evolution. I mean, I know I did stay out quite a lot. That was true. I was sick. I didn't want to go at times. And you know, if they started hounding me, I'd sometimes deliberately stay out just to spite them. I didn't do that much because I was sick. I have these back issues that I can't sometimes, and in our schools, we didn't have the million-dollar schools. We had the old buildings that connected to the new buildings, and you had to walk all the way across the walk for the far distances, and at times I wasn't able to make it. I still to this day have trouble walking. I like never got out of that doctor's office the other day with that foot thing on my foot. I thought I wasn't going to get off. I hadn't had that little rolly walker thing that I use when I go out to concerts and things. In other events, if I need it, I don't use it when I'm in the house. I don't have to because I'm only going from my room to the living room or the couch and my bedroom and the bathroom and et cetera. And I only have to go so far in the house. I do have to use my cane every now and then when I get into those bad days, but I don't use no big walker because if I'm going to be on my feet for a long time, it's like right now, I've noticed that I can probably, in the beginning, I couldn't make but 5 minutes. This might have extended to about 10 or 20. It hadn't extended much, but it was enough to let me do my walks and let me do my exercises. And I did lose some weight during that time, so that was good that I got built up a little. That weight ain't never going to help me, though. My neurologist has told me that years ago that she was a foreigner. I don't remember exactly where she come from. One of those European countries over there. She basically told me that there was a guy that was as skinny as a rail. It was worse shape than me. And she told me, if you want to lose weight for your looks and all that, it's fine. But if you get hung up on losing your weight thinking you're going to ever be any better, that's not going to happen. So I do try to lose for looks. Because I, like anybody else, I don't want to be ugly either. And I wouldn't be ugly if I wouldn't be fat. My kid pictures are, and my face ain't really changed much. The fat's what makes me look like the big goblin that I am. If I could get that off, I'd be a happy man. I don't know if I ever will or not. And I'm not really that vain of a person, but you know, it never hurts to look better. But health-wise, I mean, in one way she was wrong because all this, especially with diabetes, fat can lead to you losing limbs and your sugars out of whack and all this other stuff, especially type 2. So she was sort of wrong on one end, she was right on another. It won't help with the neurological issues, but it would help me with my looks and the diabetes. So that's one of the reasons why I still strive to do it. And you can laugh at me if you want to, I don't care, make fun of me. Make fun of me, you get reap whatever you sow. That's all I'm going to say. And you'll get what you deserve. Because I don't make fun of people unless there's a reason. There's been times I have made fun of people. Like I make fun of people who don't have a right to make fun of people. Like I've seen people that were butt ugly making fun of people. And then I'd say, this person's butt ugly. I'm going to go find something to make fun of them about. Because that's just the way I am. I'm just a... You can run on for a long time, but sooner or later, God will cut you down, vengeful person. And that's just me. I just want guide. I'm praying for guide to take vengeance, and vengeance is his. Unfortunately for saved people, the vengeance might only be they might lose some reward in heaven, unfortunately. Because if it were up to me, they'd spend their eternities in hell. But then there's a part of me that tells me, well, if guide did that to them, guide would do that to me. I don't like that, but there is one thing I can say. I don't live my life to hurt people. I don't live my life to spite people. I don't covet what other people have. I try not to. If I've offended somebody or hurt somebody, it's only by standard, as an innocent bystander, not because I deliberately targeted them, because if you're bothering me, I might target you back. I might say some things. I might throw some words towards you. I might put up a post about you somewhere on Facebook or MySpace, or back then it was MySpace, in the old days, or some other site. I might write a post about you or do a podcast about you. Anyway, I better end this thing. It's already 19 minutes, and I don't remember what I recorded this time last night. So my handles are APFNS at Twitter, if I'm still there. And Project Veritas exposed their asses today. That was something I was going to discuss. Or now, yesterday. Exposed their asses. About how they're censoring people just for putting out their opinions out there. Not just any people. Not just any people. Conservative people. People that support Trump. People that support making America great again. This and that. Those are the people they target. Not just racists. Not Black Lives Matter. Not the KKK. Not people. Well, I guess they do target the KKK because one of those white supremacists got took down during that Virginia thing that was happening last year. But that was a website, and that was the GoDaddy, I think, stripped them of their website. That's a bunch of bull, too, by the way. If you offer website services, you should offer website services with anybody, whether you agree with it or whether you don't. These people take it in their head that just because they're offering the avenue means they're supporting everything these people do. You never want to cut off anybody's free speech. Now, if they're calling for killing people and stuff, now, I'd say that would be guarantee some action. But, I mean, just for putting out, I'm better than you because the black people do that. The Black Lives Matter think they're better than everybody. They think they're better than anybody that's not black. And they only accept them white buffoons that are helping them because they're stupid. But, you know, they're talking about them stupid idiots. They're talking, look at that white mother effer. Look at that white mother effer. You know they're saying it. They're laughing at them. They're laughing at them idiots. Them dumb crackers. So thank you for listening. And if I'm still on, I'll see you later. APFNS at Twitter. APSRmusic@gab.ai. APSRmusic on Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the ATS show on rockandroll100fm.com. Be back soon. 2018 all rights reserved. Kiss me, baby.